I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. For many of us, the holidays can quickly go from season's greetings to season's eatings. Well, fear not. The Dietetic Dynamic Duo from UK Health and Wellness is back with even more strategies to survive the holidays without busting your buttons or becoming too much of the life of the party. That's all coming up on this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Karen Briley-McNeese and Vanessa Oliver are registered dietitians with UK Health and Wellness, and they're back for another visit with our own Dr. Greg Davis. Take it away, Doc.
I started out by asking them, what should we be thinking about as we enter the holidays?
This is Karen. I would say that before we even start talking about some of the very direct food-related tips and strategies we can use, we want to think about what mental approach we take to the holidays. What is our perspective and our mindset going into the holidays? Because for a lot of people, starting with Thanksgiving all the way through at least New Year's, sometimes it goes to Super Bowl Sunday and Valentine's Day too, but for a lot of people, this season is just eating season, and they give themselves a lot of permission. Perhaps their diets have been overly restrictive the rest of the year, so they view this as a time to just kind of go a little crazy. So we want to think about what mindset we're going in with to be sure that we can be both enjoying the holidays, but keeping it as healthful as possible, too.
Yeah, this is Vanessa. When we are talking about the holidays, one thing that kind of gets pushed off the table sometimes is self-care, right? And it, when you are pushing that off the table, one way that it can sort of manifest is that you're constantly worrying about what and how much you're eating. And when that happens, food is way more than just food, right? And so that can cause kind of a cycle of eating what you might deem too much or too much of a particular food, and then trying to overly compensate for it the next day by running 10 miles or eating nothing but celery, right? And this can set kind of a weird pattern for your holidays, and that's something that we definitely want to address today.
We're dietitians and we love food, and during the holidays there are definitely favorite family dishes and traditional dishes and foods we don't get to enjoy the rest of the year that both Vanessa and I will enjoy. But it's about, again, giving yourself that permission up front, but also having some intention about how you're going to have these foods, when and where you're going to enjoy them, how much you're going to have. So having, again, a little bit of a mindset around those questions is really important. And people are often surprised to know that it takes about 3 bites of a food to get the maximum satisfaction of it. So next time you sit down with that pumpkin pie or you sit down with that stuffing and mashed potatoes, think about those first 3 bites. That's where we get most of our enjoyment, and research on the brain shows that. So you might be able to enjoy some of these favorites in smaller portions than you realized.
Yeah, and if you know that you're going to be able to enjoy the food with those smaller portions, you won't be going into it with that mindset of, I've got to eat as much as possible, right? I have to eat it all now because come January 1st, oh, that's it. You know, I'm not going to eat anything. And when you go into it thinking, well, that this particular food is not going to be around come January, or it's only going to be around this day, what you're doing is setting up this really sort of restrictive mindset, right? And also your body senses that this restriction is looming, you know, it's on the horizon. And so every eating occasion does become kind of a free-for-all.
I then asked about what do we do in that situation where loved ones are offering us food and may be disappointed if we don't eat some.
We've often told our clients that it only takes one bite to taste something and tell someone, I really enjoyed that. That was delicious. Thank you so much. So remembering that as you go through the holidays is very important. And also remembering that in certain situations, you might want to take it and leave it. We've talked about this strategy too, that folks can say, hey, thank you. I'm going to take this for later when I am hungry or in need of a snack or get a little sweet tooth. And what happens to it after that is still under your control. It can end up with a spouse or a friend or a child at home. It can end up in the garbage, but you still have control over where that goes, and you still have accepted that kind of love from that person too.
Yeah, we've called that in the past giving food the escape plan. but, you know, by doing this, you know, you're still maintaining that feeling of control over your own actions, which sometimes is in short supply over the holidays because you feel like you have to please everybody.
I then asked Karen and Vanessa about drinking during the holidays and perhaps looking at healthier ways of consuming alcohol.
Drinks still have calories, just like food, right? It's still it's something we want to keep an eye on from that perspective. So, but we know a lot of the research tells us that people discount the calories that perhaps are in drinks, right? Or even the effect of how they're going to make you feel if you're having something really sugary or having a little too much alcohol or something with a lot of fat, like eggnog. These all make us feel certain ways and usually not so great ways. So recognizing that this still has an effect on our body, on our total energy consumption. So you want to view it just like food, really. And if there's some kind of eggnog you really want to enjoy or special cocktail, well, then make room for it, just like you would with food. It's not something that we want to pile on top of all the food that we've already decided to eat.
Certainly, there is a social aspect of having a glass of something in your hand. And sometimes we've conditioned ourselves to think that it has to be alcohol, which, you know, again, you know, does carry calories, right? As well as some other particular side effects that may sneak up on you if you're not paying attention. So there are a lot of different things that can go in that glass, right? Maybe alternating your alcoholic drinks with something non-alcoholic, like a sparkling water, maybe with a little bit of lime, drop some pomegranate seeds in there, make a little bit of a spritzer. If it helps you feel festive while cutting down on your alcohol consumption, then find something that works for you and that makes sense in the environment that you're in.
I then asked Vanessa and Karen if they had other thoughts about what our listeners should know as we enter the holidays.
One of the main concepts that can help people, not just through the holidays, but all year long, is something called mindful eating. And this really is about eating with intention and attention. And it's something that the research shows helps you enjoy your food more. It has many physical and mental well-being impacts. So it's something that I would encourage people to learn a little bit more about and how they can implement that into their everyday lives.
Practicing mindful eating sort of also helps you figure out what is the right amount for you to eat. And the more knowledge you have with that regard, the more ammunition you'll have when Great Aunt Susie just pushes that sweet potato casserole on you one more time.
My thanks today to Vanessa Oliver and Dr. Karen Bryla McNeese, registered dietitians with UK Health and Wellness, for talking with me about healthier approaches to food and drink during the holidays. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.